हरे कृष्णा। सो द प्रीवियस श्लोका श्लोका नंबर 6, कृष्णा स्पोक अबाउट प्रिटेंडर्स। एक्सटर्नली दे कंट्रोलिंग द सेंसेस और शोइंग और प्रटेंडिंग दैट दे कंट्रोलिंग द सेंसेस, बट देन एक्सटर्नली डीप मेडिटेशन एंड इंटरनली ऑल्सो डीप मेडिटेशन इन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। डीपली मेडिटेटिंग ऑन हाउ कैन आई एंजॉय बेटर, हाउ कैन आई डू बेटर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। And such people, Krishna is very clearly calling them as pretenders, or in the common word, dongi sadhus. Now, Krishna is actually telling a very, very nice point. Many times, the ones who are married, they ask this question, that, okay, you know, sannyasis will get liberated, but what about us, you know, who are married, who are householders, what will happen to them? Now, Krishna is going to answer this question. And Krishna here, he says that an detached householder is much better than an attached sannyasi. So let's explore this verse and understand this line which I just spoke. Shloka number 7. Yastva indriyani manasa niyamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyahi karma yogam asaktah sa vishishyate. So here, Krishna is using the word tu. Tu means but. So he is continuing from the previous shloka, saying that those pretenders who are there, much better than them, are the ones whom I am going to describe now. So he is saying, they are pretenders, but, and he is continuing here. What is he saying? Yah, that person, or one who is sincere. But why is he called as sincere? What is he doing? Indriyani manasa niyamya. So this person is sincerely trying to control his senses by using his mind. Indriyani manasa niyamya. And then he says, oh Arjuna, arabhate, and begins. And begins what? Karma yogam. Begins karma yoga. And in this karma yoga, what is he doing? Karmendriya, karmendriyahi. So he is utilizing all his active senses in doing this karma yoga. And how is this karma yoga done? Asaktaha means without attachment. Without attachment to that, you know, the results of the work. I think we discussed this in the second chapter very elaborately in Karmanyavadikaraste Shloka. And then he is saying, Saha, that person is Vishishyate. He is by far very superior. By far very superior to whom? To those pretenders. Let's discuss the shloka, you know, deeply. A lot of things that we can explore in this particular shloka. Very hope-giving shloka for all the householders. Very hope-giving shloka for all the ones who are working, who have got responsibilities. Here Prabhupada starts the purport. Instead of becoming a pseudo-transcendentalist for the sake of wanton living and sense enjoyment, it is far better to remain in one's own business and execute the purpose of life. So instead of becoming a pretender, here it is very clear that better to be in one's own position wherever we are. Whatever work we are doing, we have to continue doing that. But then there is a point here. Is it that I'm supposed to just keep working throughout my life? Yes, we have to. But then, a very important point is made here. A person has to work, but then has to make sure that he's marching towards the purpose of life. Now, what is the purpose of life? Here, he says, purpose of life is to get free from material bondage, first. Second, and enter into the kingdom of God. And here he is quoting Swartha Gati. So this shloka, this word comes from a shloka from 7th canto, 5th chapter, 31st shloka, where you know it is given, Nate viduh shastra gatim hi Vishnu. So what is the gati? What is the goal of life? You know, this word talks about. So before I get onto this word, now let me talk about the purpose of life. So two points mentioned here. One has to get free from material bondage. See, we all are stuck. Badly stuck in the cycle of birth and death. in the cycle of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, disease, old age. We are stuck in the cycle. Lifetime after lifetime, you know, we are taking birth, we are getting diseased, we are becoming old, we are dying. This is what is happening again and again and again. And depending on our karma, we get another body and same cycle again and again and again. But, you know, we don't realize this. We are busy celebrating. Happy birthday to you. It's not happy at all. Why? Because we're stuck in the cycle of birth and death. This is material bondage. We have to break the cycle of birth and death. We have to come out of this material bondage. First thing. Now the question is, you know, sometimes people become horrified. What do you mean by coming out of cycle of birth and death? Where will we go? There's a destination. We have to go to kingdom of God. We have to go back home, back to Godhead. We have to attain Krishna. This is what is the point. This is what is the goal of life. This is the purpose of life. Two things. Free, we have to get free from the material bondage. And second, we have to go back home, back to Godhead, to Krishna. And here this word, swartha gati. Swartha gati. Gati means the goal. So goal of swartha, self-interest. The goal of self-interest is what? The goal of self-interest is to reach Vishnu or Krishna. This has to be very clear. This is what is the goal of human form of life. There is no other goal apart from this. If we are thinking, we do have short-term goals, long-term goals and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ultimate goal of human form. The ultimate goal of human form is to reach Krishna, reach Vishnu. This is a very, very important point. This is the purpose of life. But now the question will be that, oh, okay, the ones who have renounced everything, they can do nice bhakti. No. We are householders, we are working, we have our job, 9 to 6, 9 to 9, 9 to 12, whatever. Now, how will we attain Krishna? How is it possible? Here, very nicely it is given. The whole institution of Varna and Ashrama is designed to help us reach this goal of life. So, Varna and Ashrama, there are four Varnas. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And four Ashramas. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. So, this Varna and Ashrama system which is given in the Vedic scriptures is meant for this. Anyone who strictly follows this Varna and Ashrama, what happens? Step by step by step by step, he goes back home, back to Godhead. Slow but steadily, you know, he just goes back home, back to Godhead. But then you might have a question that Prabhuji, you told in one of the videos that Kali Yuga, you know, Varna is contaminated, is mixed. We don't know which Varna we belong to. And Ashrama also, you know, that is also very ambiguous. Who is a Brahmachari and you know, what is married life and this and that. Yes. Because people do all the activities which are supposed to be done in the marriage before the marriage. And people who call themselves as bachelor, they are not actually bachelor. So, what? No, how to understand now? Varna and Ashrama system now in Kali Yuga is very difficult. So, here it is given that a householder can also reach this destination by regulated service in Krishna consciousness. See, we don't have any other hope except bhakti. Only by practicing bhakti, by practicing Krishna consciousness, every single day, we can actually attain Krishna. There is no other way. If we are thinking that, you know, I'll follow Varna and Ashrama, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll follow this scripture, I'll follow that scripture, nothing doing, nothing will work. We will get finished. Before that, we have to understand that only thing that we can do is do bhakti very nicely. And how to do this bhakti? A sincere person who is actually aspiring for self-realization, he has to do these things. First, one has to live a controlled life as prescribed in the Shastra. We have to understand how to live a controlled life. This is very, very important. Second, continue carrying out his business without attachment and in that way make progress. So whatever work we are doing, we have to be detached from that. Because everything belongs to Krishna. And he is the one, you know, who will give the results of the work also. We are just instruments in between, that's it. So we are not supposed to get attached to the results. So these two things, you know, have to be followed very sincerely. And here it is a very beautiful point that is made. In fact, it is a punchline, you know, in this purport. Prabhupada says, a sincere sweeper in the street is far better than the charlatan meditator who meditates only for the sake of making a living. What is the use of the dongi sadhu who is trying to fill his belly by fooling people and cheating people? Much better than him is a sincere, hard-working laborer on the street. This is what is told. And now here in this entire thing that we just discussed, one important point, a practical application which I would like to share here is, unnecessarily and prematurely, we shouldn't imitate someone who is on the higher level. It's very nice to see that someone has renounced things. But then, when we see someone is renouncing some things, we have to understand that he's on a higher level. And if we are not on that level, we cannot imitate that person. A very important point. Without purification. So we need sufficient purification to renounce things. And follow the guidance of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So how will we understand what is our level? How will we understand what capacity we have? Where are we currently on this path? How will we understand this? When we take proper guidance from Sri Guru. So we have to be under the guidance of Guru. We should be reading the Shastra and we should be in the association of devotees. That is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So when this is there, then automatically a person, even if the person is in a household life, working, taking care of the family, having a lot of responsibilities, but if someone is under the guidance, following the sadhana schedule very properly and aiming intensely, having the desire intensely to attain Krishna, will surely attain Krishna. Forget about all those dhongi sadhus who are just trying to cheat people. They are nothing in front of such a sincere person. Now Krishna is talking about that, okay, and all these things are there. But then, when it comes to performing prescribed duties, Arjuna is asking this question, that, okay, you're talking about performing prescribed duties, but then, still, I think that we can renounce. Now, what is the problem? We can renounce. All these things is there. See, I'm not a cheater, but still, I'm thinking that, I can renounce. Arjuna is thinking that he's on a higher platform. Actually, Arjuna is representing all of us. So Arjuna is thinking that he's on a higher platform. And in the next shloka, Krishna is going to tell, you're low. So what are you supposed to do? Krishna will tell that in the next shloka to Arjuna. And let's see what we can learn from that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.